Well, hi everyone. It's Ascension Thursday and it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought I'd start a tape to you anyway. I have a duty today, so of course I don't know if I'm going to be called away or not. They worked all last night, and while we were quiet for most of the day, you know, you never know. We may well get called out. I kind of hope that I'll have a chance to get to Mass, though. Mass is at 7 tonight. And we're not working, then I'll be able to go. But I came up, things were quiet down there, so I came up and listened to your tape, which arrived today, and I thought I'd answer it right away. First of all, let me say that I'm glad you like the golf balls and the shirt, Dad. Now, I can't recall whether or not I put some pictures and some slides in that box. I thought I did in something that I sent home, but you didn't mention it, so I don't know. I hope they're not lost. And something else that I sent home too, I put some pictures in. So if you did find them, see them, let me know. And if you didn't look in the box and see, I don't remember exactly what I sent them in, but I sent a box of slides and some pictures. That's the first thing. The second thing, before I forget, that I want to tell you, I did send. I mailed Alice's dishes home today. Because I don't know how long it will take. It can take any place from 2 weeks to 3 months. I don't know. But anyhow, she'll know that they're coming. And I did it for a couple of reasons. One, in case anything is broken, I can replace it when we get to Subic. And right now we're supposed to be going to Subic July 1st, but of course we don't know for sure. So that, and they're well packed, so there shouldn't be any problem with them. And other people mail them home too. It seems that storage here is such a problem, and I was afraid that down the hole the box would all get mildew and everything. So I'm as I said, I did send them out today. I don't know how long it will take to get there, and apparently they go faster than if I mailed them from Subic Bay. I'm just going to check this now. I don't know why it's so loud. I think that when Kathleen uses it, she just leaves it up, and that's probably why. Well, anyhow, it doesn't matter. Everything is fine here. We're still in Da Nang, and we should be leaving tomorrow night to go to Phu Bai. But the captain's been very, very good about letting us go off to go to beach parties and everything, and it's been just a real pleasure. Before I forget it, too, Mother, I did get the Born Blonde, and I did get your Sterling booklets. And you didn't tell me how much money I owe you for the Born Blonde. So when you make a tape back, tell me, and I'll send you some money. Because I don't like to have you get stuck for that. There goes the phone. I better answer. Well, it wasn't for me, but you never know. Flight quarters. I didn't hear flight quarters come in, but you can't tell. Anyhow, as I started to say, we're still in Da Nang, and we probably will be leaving for Phu Bai tomorrow. But yesterday, they had a sailing party. Now, I'm not the greatest sailor, you know, on a small sailboat in the world, but I decided that I'd go along, too. And I got off duty about 3:30 or so and went ahead and went along. And Dr. Shepherd, who is the uncle of the girl that goes to Northfield, was the one that was in charge of the boat I was in. There were four of us in it. With this business of ready about and hardly and all that business. You have to know the language, I guess, before you can begin. You know, running from one side to the other. I'm a little sore today. But it was good exercise. And I really did enjoy it. We got to the Red Beach. There were several cars ready to pick us up. If you hear something in the background, they're doing some kind of repairing. So if you hear a high-pitched tone, it isn't the tape recorder. It's whatever they're doing here. I've given up wondering. So anyhow, we went to the Marines were ready. It's Fleet Logistics Command. They call it FLC. And they were ready to take us over to the sailing area. But on the way, we stopped by the Children's Hospital. I took a couple of pictures. I don't know if they're going to come out or not, though. And it's the Marines Children's Hospital, a Navy doctor and corpsman work in it, but they have Vietnamese nurses, and it's, oh, well, you know, Our place is like a palace in comparison. It's sort of like a Quonset hut with a tin roof, and if you know what that's like, or some type of composition, with the hot sun beating down, it's terrible. Oh, it's so warm in there, and there's no air conditioning, it's just fans. But it's better than anything the Vietnamese have ever known. And that all I can think of is a corn crib or something like that as to what the beds look like. They're built out from the wall. And they have babies, from little babies to older kids. And the operating room was just a very small room with a stretcher in it and one fan. It was terribly hot. It was stifling. So actually, it was quite interesting to see, although I wouldn't want to work there. And they said that the children, a lot of them came in on their own, you know, their parents brought them in and all. And they're cute little kids, sort of like what we have on board here. But anyhow, it was nice to see. And then we went on down to the little lake. It's a natural lake, I guess. It must be some sort of a reservoir, and they have about half a dozen boats, sailboats, and so many of us went each one of them, and it was a nice wind, and I really did enjoy it. It was great. It's nice to get in the outside and all. Of course, there are Vietnamese children sitting at the edge of the lake, but it's a strange situation. The lake belongs to the Americans by day and to the Viet Cong by night. I mean, it's just, you know, no one, by sunset, everybody has to be out. And I don't know if I mentioned to you on the other tape or not, but the Providence has been shelling the beaches regularly. From the newspapers, you know that there's a fair amount of activity in Da Nang. But you see it all the time, but it really, you know, it doesn't look like much. At night, it looks like someone setting off firecrackers or flares. You see a lot of flares. And then in the daytime, it just looks like there's, a smoke, like a fire someplace in the distance, but it's the beach pounding. The kids have, I took a couple of pictures of that too, although all you see is smoke. I don't know if it'll come out. I am not quick enough to get the shell when it leaves the gun from the ship. And they were shelling the whole area, and it was in this very peaceful lake and looking at the mountains around us, and they were all being shelled and everything. It was amazing. And it said it's so ridiculous. Here we are in the middle of a war going sailing, and no one's really concerned about it. And the beaches are continually being pounded, or the brush is being pounded. So from then, after we finished sailing, we were supposed to get the captain's gig back about 6:30, but the officers, and these were all very senior officers, like captains, well, colonels, and the general and a few others. The general let us use his house, uses for ladies' room facilities. It's not a bad little place, although it took a shell the night before. And we went into the officers' club. It's kind of built up, and with all the bunkers outside, the men have slept in their bunkers, not in their quarters, since early December, since before the Tet Offensive. And so, but nothing begins until after dark. So it has kind of a plexiglass or something. It's sort of built up like an oriental type of pagoda almost. It's just one room, a small club, and it has a bar. And they had drinks for us, and they had dehydrated shrimp.